every year, the Pro Football Writers of America, the Denver chapter, we give out the Darren Williams Good Guy Award. It's voted on by the local media. It's for somebody who handles the job with some professionalism, win or lose. And being you played with Darren, we all think it's a pretty good idea that we appreciate this year. So
I definitely appreciate this a lot because I didn't expect it. I felt like I wasn't very cooperative this year. But it worked out. So I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Anything with Darren's name on it is special to me because everybody knows what type of player he was and what type of guy he was. So, again, once again, thanks a lot.
So are you doing a regular meeting here today?
Hey, we can.
Are we going to go in the locker?
I don't have to hold that up anymore. Yeah. Go ahead. Somebody got something? I didn't think so.
So this has got to be, I mean, in terms of storyline.
It's different, but it's funny because I was just thinking back to when he was here. I mean, he was here in November, so it's weird, but, you know, it's football. It's the way the business is, and, you know, it gives us the opportunity to go out there and play against a guy we know a little bit about.
There's a lot made of how much he knows about your defense, but what kind of advantage is it that you guys know a lot about him, and what do you know about him?
Well, we got some things we're going to try to build off of, but... You know, he's in a new offense, so we definitely got to get that down first and make sure we do all the right things because they have more than just him over there. And he knows a lot about us, you know, which could hurt us at some point, but we got to make sure that, you know, he doesn't take advantage of us.
How much is your defense missing Ryan Dawkins?
Oh, we definitely miss him, and I'm not going to shy away from saying it because, I mean, I know this is a next man up business, but a guy like that, and you know, with his intensity and leadership, we just need guys to step up and play well. You're not going to be Brian Dawkins, but you got to play effective and do your job.
Champ, as a veteran, have some of the veterans impressed upon the young guys just what kind of opportunity?
You know, and you don't really realize it because I've been in this position before. And you don't realize it till you get older. Like, those opportunities just pass you by. And if you don't take advantage of them, then you never know when it's going to come back again.
Jeff, how much of an edge do you have personally when you look at the history of the last several years? Because this is about the fourth time you guys have had a shot at this in a December. Put a little extra edge on this to really just get rid of that monkey off your back?
You got to think. Last two times it happened, we had two different staffs, so you can't really compare it to what we had on our team at that time. But you know, as far as this organization, yeah, it's happened. We're not trying to let it happen. We're gonna do everything in our power to make sure we go out there and win this game because our playoffs start this week. Plain and simple.
Champ Dwayne Bowe's on a hot streak a little bit. What do you make of him?
Well, he's tough every time I face him. You know, he's one of my biggest challenges, and I look forward to it every time because I know he's going to give me his best shot. Give him mine. It's just his size and speed, the combination of both. And, you know, he's so deceptive with his speed and route running because he can start and stop, you know, just like a quick guy. So he's dangerous.
Chip, when you look at training camp, obviously you want to go against the world quite a bit, but once the season starts, that really isn't the case. It's more scout team. But Kyle actually was on the scout team because he was demoted.
Yeah.
What can you gather from that? I mean, or is it completely different because he's running the plays another team is going to be?
Yeah, it's more scripted for him. But what he sees from us is what we do on Sunday. So I think he has more of an edge on that, you know, than anybody. For us to say we got an edge on anything he did on scout team, I mean, it's silly. But, yeah, from what he saw, I mean, he knows what we do.
What do you combat that with? It's a more disguise?
Yeah, that'll help. Disguise, you know, just pressure. You know, pressure kills all that.
You guys had success.
Got one. Go ahead.
You had success in the last game. Do you expect to be anything different from them this time around? They got a new coach and everything, or...?
I'm sure there's going to be slight differences. You can see it in the past two games, but, you know, they can't change everything. They got to stick to what the guys have been doing for the past 3 or 4 months. I mean, you can't change the whole game plan or, you know, the system. You just kind of got to go with what works. And, You know, it seems like, you know, I've got a feeling that they're going to try to increase the playbook a little bit more this week.
From what you've seen of Kyle, is he back to the peak efficiency that he was when he was here?
He's always been efficient. I think, you know, the thing with him is if you can get to him and press him a little bit, that's when he struggles the most. But, you know, it's all about those guys up front getting that pressure so we can make him struggle.